As Bale watched, chewing the edge of his thumb, she retrieved her private comlink from a nearby display shelf and opened a channel to the Jedi Temple. "This is Senator Amidala. I need to speak with Obi-Wan Kenobi." Bale was right about one thing. The Jedi counted her an ally. There was no objection to her request.
"Senator Amidala? This is Obi-Wan Kenobi. How can I assist you?"
He sounded surprised, cagily cautious. "Master Kenobi, I wonder if you could spare me a little of your time. Something's come up, and I'd appreciate your advice."
"Of course," he replied after a moment. "Did you wish to come to the temple, or..."
"If you could come to me at home, I'd be most grateful," she said quickly. "Now would be convenient, if that's convenient for you."
"Certainly, Senator. I'll be with you shortly."
"Thank you, Master Kenobi," she said, disconnecting the link. Bale was staring at her, almost bemused. "Just like that, you snap your fingers and the Jedi jump?" She raised an eyebrow at him.
"Isn't that why you came to me, Bale?"
"Well, yes, I suppose, but I didn't think... I wasn't aware." He shook his head. "I'm impressed."
"Don't be," she told him. "I might be able to get Obi-Wan to come here, but I can't make him believe you or your story."
"Do you believe me?" he asked, considering her closely.
"I believe you think there's a genuine threat," she shrugged. "That's more than enough for me. Will you be all right for a moment? I want to go outside and wait for Obi-Wan."
"Of course."
"Good," she smiled. "I suggest you take a moment to order your thoughts before he gets here. Marshal your arguments. It's true you have an excellent reputation, but I have it on good authority that this particular Jedi's not overly fond of politicians."
"Yet he makes an exception for you."
"Sometimes," she replied, and left Bale to think about that while she waited outside for Anakin's former master.
He came in an unremarkable temple airspeeder, swinging the vehicle to a halt beside Bale's sleek, expensive model with a casual expertise that echoed Anakin's, and with enough speed to betray impatience or anxiety. She hurried to meet him as he leapt to the veranda.
"What is it?" he demanded. "Have you heard from Anakin?" "From Anakin?" she thought.
She stared at him.
"No. Why would I have heard from Anakin? He and I... You made it quite clear. I don't even know where Anakin is, Obi-Wan."
A muddle of emotions touched his face. Chagrin, relief, annoyance, uncertainty. Then his familiar self-control returned.
"I'm sorry. A misunderstanding, Senator. I thought that you sounded concerned over the comlink and I..."
He looked down at her hand on his arm.
"You're worried for him," she said, leaving her hand where it was. "Is he in trouble?"
Faint color touched Obi-Wan's pale face.
"Padme, I can't. It's not appropriate that I..."
He shook his head.
"I can't." "Can't what?" she said softly and withdrew her hand. "Admit you're worried? Of course you can. You can to me. I'm not Yoda. I'm not Mace Windu. I don't think caring for someone is a crime. Is Anakin in trouble?"
She didn't think he'd answer. Thought instead he'd put her in her senatorial place with a few chilly, well-chosen words. He was good at that. But he didn't. Instead, she saw his Jedi mask slip again, just for a heartbeat. Saw that beneath his stoic exterior, he was as conflicted as Anakin so often was. In his eyes, the need to talk. To share. To know he wasn't alone in being afraid.
"He's on a mission," he said at last. "I can't tell you where or what it is, but it's not proving as straightforward as we'd hoped. We'd thought to have heard from him by this morning, but we haven't."
She felt her heart thud.
"Is he hurt?"
"No," he said quickly, vehemently. "Just challenged. This mission is important. A great deal depends on its success. I should be there with him. He shouldn't be facing it alone, but my injuries... I was prevented." It was so unlike Obi-Wan to be incoherent. It was his articulate self-possession in the face of danger that so impressed her. Even though she hadn't entirely forgiven him for his interference in her life, she felt a surge of pity.
"For all our differences," she thought, "we have this one thing in common. We both love Anakin, and we always will." "It's not your fault, Obi-Wan. You didn't abandon him. You nearly died. Although..." She looked him up and down. "It seems you've made a remarkable recovery."
He shrugged that away. The temple healers are very skilled. Padme, why am I here?